We all know that orthodontic root resorption is a common side effect of orthodontic treatment, and this was a new systematic review which gave us new information on this problem. The paper was published in the European Journal of Orthodontics, and it was called The Evaluation of Orthodontically Induced External Root Resorption Following Orthodontic Treatment Using Cone Beam Computed Tomography, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. And the lead author was Dr. Samandara. We are all very familiar with orthodontically induced root resorption, and there have been many studies that have attempted to evaluate the possible causes. These studies have provided us with useful information. However, most of them have used two-dimensional radiographs. And recently, the advent of CBCT imaging has allowed us to measure root resorption more accurately. As a result, the authors did this new study to answer this question. That is, what is the mean amount of orthodontic root resorption measured with CBCT imaging? They did a standard systematic review of the literature. The PICO was, the participants were orthodontic patients in the permanent dentition. The intervention was any type of orthodontic treatment, and the outcome was the amount of root resorption measured by CBCT imaging. They used well-established systematic review methodology and carried out electronic databases, precise data collection, and assessment of risk of bias of the studies. They did include RCTs and retrospective non-randomized studies. At the end of their searches, they identified 30 publications. Only 6 of these were trials, 6 were prospective non-randomized studies, and 18 were retrospective studies. They provided data on 1,219 patients aged between 11 and 26 years. They felt that 4 of the randomized trials were at high risk of bias. All the non-randomized studies and retrospective studies were also at a high risk of bias. They presented a large amount of data in the text and detailed tables. I think the main important findings were that when fixed appliances were used, the mean root resorption was 0.8 millimetres. When RME was used, this was 0.4. When they measured the resorption for individual blocks of teeth, they showed that anteriorly, the root resorption was 0.9 millimetres and for posterior teeth it was less at 0.2 millimetres. These results were interesting and clinically relevant. However, when I looked closely at the review, we do need to be careful about how we interpret their findings. This is because they included retrospective studies within the review. And interestingly, they classified all these studies as being high risk of bias. Unfortunately, this simply results in a review that is biased, and it is important for us to consider that if a systematic review is going to be of value, then it should only include trials. They did carry out a sensitivity analysis that did show that the retrospective studies tended to show greater root resorption than the prospective studies. As a result, I do feel that we can conclude, again with some caution, that when CBCT is used to measure root resorption, the average amount of root resorption is between 0.6 and 0.8 millimetres. This is a small amount and it is reassuring.